Coach, you're finally a day away. What's the, excitement level like for you as we get a new season rolling here?
Well, it's always the same, right? It's mixed with the excitement, and then you can feel that NHL tension coming back into your day. It's a good thing you miss it over the course of the summer, but you're planning for and you know the grind that's coming, but you live for it, so we're pretty excited here.
Well, I'm sure we ask this question every year and you answer it, but what do you say to the four young guys who are coming into your lineup?
Well, I can't say, you know, Josh and Tana have already got a game in, so they already got that speech, but for the two first gamers, it's what an exciting time for them, but for their family probably even more so, right? They've had a pretty good idea over the last few years that they were trending in that direction, and it'll be a huge day for them, but for mom and dad and brothers and sisters and every, honest to God, every minor coach that ever had a kid on the ice there, what a great payoff, a great thank you for all their support. So we want to make sure they're fully nervous and take it all in. You know, I know they just got to go up and play their game, but part of that speech is they can feel free to win 10 Stanley Cups and every award the NHL will ever give you, but you only get one first game. So not just play a great one, but enjoy every minute of it.
What do you like about putting Connor and Line 8 together on the line?
We like the people that they... Connor's is an interesting player over the last... over the last 3 weeks, for a guy that spent as much time scoring goals and setting up goals, he's grasped the defensive side of the game. I like the center iceman that's with him. I think he can make those plays, and it'd be a real good hole for him. Patrick, just on most of the video that we've seen, has done a lot of great work on the right side. We really do view him as a two-position forward, getting some time on the right now as well. We'll enjoy watching him grow.
Did you see that two-position approach right from the start, or is that something you've come to lately?
No, we've seen him play both sides. So he's played. This will be his fourth team, I think, in the last 6 months that he's played on, and he's played left and right, and he's had success on both sides.
Paul, what kind of your expectations should people dare put on a team with as many rookies and young goalies?
It's an interesting one, right? So if we're talking about predicting what our team's going to look like 82 games from now, I don't have much of an answer for you. But the expectations are that the core now is fairly close to being set. I mean, we've got some good young players that are playing on the Moose, but they're almost all the same age. So as we've gotten younger, eventually we have to start getting older. And I'm not talking about adding, you know, older players. I mean, we're going to let these guys play and develop. We're really, really careful that we don't put a ceiling on our team with expectations about who we're going to be 8 months from now. So we go out every game with the expectation we play our A game, we're going to win that game. And that's our responsibility, is to come ready and prepared to play that A game. Younger players, you know, yeah, they get older, they get bigger, they get stronger. But what they do, all that allows them to become more consistent. So there's going to be games where they're at the level that we expect to see them in years to come on a nightly basis. We're going to try to do everything we can to shorten that curve and get them to that level of consistency. I'm expecting us to be really exciting and play really, really hard and then get better.
And you expect that mix to have a chance to compete?
I know it will, right? When that's going to happen, I'm not going to discount us having the best season that we've had in 2.5 years here, my time here. That's my expectation, is that we get better and better as we go. And if I'm not going to put a ceiling on that, I'm not absolutely not resigned to this being a painful year where it's all growing pains. Not at all. I think we've got some skill and talent in there that allows you to be in every night, defining that structure and that kind of compete level that you need to be good when you are older and when you feel you're right there. That's all part of this process this year and going forward.
And how much of an unpredictable nature is there kind of to it too?
Consistency, right? Going back, like the A guys are playing 3 out of 4 at that top end level. The young guys. So take Nick Ehlers for an example. When he played his A game last year, it's as good as anybody's A game. It's exciting. He's had hat tricks. He's had 2 goal nights. You can't ask any player to do that every night. Nobody does. But the difference between him and each year going forward, well, the, those middle 20 games will move into above average instead of being below average, and the consistency level comes, and that's what we would expect of our team.
How predictable do you think the Central is? Is it as tough as last year? How do you view that?
We don't know. I mean, everybody has those same questions. There are teams out there that have added players that are pretty excited about how much better they're going to be. And if you just go back the last few years, just take a look at the Dallas Stars. They added some players and thought, here we go, and they missed the playoffs. And then there are teams that didn't add anybody, and they've got kind of an organic growth, and they've grown together, and away they go and play. So a lot of the teams have had changes, personnel changes, coaching changes. It's always wide open in my mind. It's never as cut and dried as the predictions, and I understand them. Payrolls and ages and what they did last year tell you that there are some pretty good solid teams there that won't drop too far, but it's always wide open.
Paul, with the handful of NHL-ready guys with the Moose, what does that do to youngsters here? Does it drive them, or do they play with a little more trepidation because they don't want to make a mistake?
Don't think they play with more trepidation. They start to deal with an NHL pressure, a true NHL pressure. And, you know, that number one defenseman who knows he's not going anywhere, there's a different kind of pressure, but it's still there. He has to perform every night. And then when you've got the sixth guy who's a young guy who doesn't – making a mistake isn't getting you out of the lineup here. But somebody driving really well with the Manitoba Moose and your game over three or four not being right there, we're not going to let a kid sit and watch a lot of hockey, right? You're either going to be playing for us or you're going to be playing for the Moose. So that's just part of life. They've got to deal with that pressure. On the way to becoming an A player, a great player, pressure is something that you need to work with, and it's never going away.
Little Stafford, Matthias,
what do you like
about that trio?
I had seven white, seven blue there, fellas, so you got to be careful about making up my lines before the game. And I haven't told anybody who's out of the lineup yet, so I like the idea of a lot of different combinations today.
Sean Matthias, it might surprise some people that he's flirting with that top six role, but not you.
Components of a line and what you ask them to do. When and some of it is by D. Look how young our left side is. In terms of games played and experience, he slides up the depth chart at times in terms of things that he's done before. And then the players that he would play with have scored goals. We like the way it looks.
Overall, a new season starting tonight, kind of a good story of Devin Setoguchi getting another chance here after you came in right when he was kind of going through everything.
Right, spectacular story. So happy to hear that that the program works and that it's available to these men when they need it, and that there are people like Dean Lombardi and Daryl Sutter that will give players another chance. And he's made the most of it, and he's worked hard to get there. So good for him, and I'm happy for him and his family.
Is there a palpable sense of relief with your two goaltenders because now they know it's just them, or was it in a different mindset anyway?
I don't know the answer to that. I didn't go and ask them how they felt. But I knew we weren't going in with three because of the other side of that, that I don't think that any of the three would have been able to get ready, be ready, and stay ready. Again, you know the question you asked earlier about that pressure that's on. There's pressure on these two guys now to perform in a positive way. It's a pressure, and it's a gate they have to pass through. To become a number one guy, you have to deal with that pressure. And then once you do it, it's a whole different kind and probably heavier pressure that they have to deal with. So I think it's a positive. I knew we weren't going to run three because I just don't think you can keep three sharp. You can do it for a short period of time, but as a game plan going into the season, I think that's tough to do.